here, darling.
Drop Me Here, Darling features Kenneth Connor, Norma Ronald, John Kane, and as Leslie and Caroline Duggan, Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett. For Leslie Duggan, working as his ex-wife's chauffeur has its ups and downs. The ups include lolling on the couch in Caroline's outer office. The downs include the waspish tongue of Caroline's personal assistant.
Are you sure you're comfortable on that couch, Leslie? Is there nothing we can get you? A continental quilt with matching teas made? A dormouse to keep you company? You will ask.
That's all right, Claire.
Look, this is an office, not a doss house. If you want to sleep, get a job with Vauxhalls.
Ever thought of trimming your moustache? You'd make a lovely Sergeant Major.
I am trying to work.
Well, what do you think I'm doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Leslie. I thought you were a chauffeur. I didn't know you'd been transferred to log impressions.
When you're a chauffeur, driving is only half the job. The other part is waiting for Madam. That's what I'm doing now.
You're very good at it. Did you do an apprenticeship?
What would you like me to do till she wants me? Hmm? Scrub the floor with a toothbrush?
No, scrub your teeth with a floor brush.
Idle men is naughty men. Whitewash the coal, polish the kernel. Look, one thing that makes my job bearable is the time off between drives.
I hope you learn something from Alan.
Mm?
You don't know who I'm talking about, do you? 'Cause you're too tired to remember anything. I refer to our new executive.
You fancy him, don't you?
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, it's just coincidence that you left your vest off.
Look, you won't see him idling. Look where he's got, and he's half your age. He works. He uses his mind. He does a 12-hour day, and then he lies down.
Well, I'm lying down without wasting time first.
Well, don't be too smug. You might find some changes when Alan's been here a while.
Leslie?
Coming, madam.
Nothing to do, Claire.
Oh, yes, I was just...
Please get on, love. We've no time for slacking now. Now, Leslie.
Where to, madam?
We're not going anywhere just yet. This is special. I better lock the door. I don't want us to be disturbed.
Oh. You will be gentle with me, won't you?
Shut up. The fact is, Leslie, I want your opinion on this.
Yes, well, it's a glass of red wine.
Now, tell me what you think of it. Take your time.
I see.
I wondered who to ask, and you're the obvious choice. They all used to ask you about wine when we were married.
Yeah.
And the articles you used to write, of course, The Connoisseur's Guide to the Wine Cellar.
Yeah, a bit out of practice since I went bust, darling, but I've tried to keep my nose up. Even with what I can afford to drink now. I can tell you which side of the hill they picked the blackcurrants.
But this?
Yes. Oh. Ah. Oh. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, cheeky. Oh, would you? Yes, thank you, I will. Yeah.
What?
I was talking to the wine, darling.
Oh.
That hint of asperity can only be pre-phylloxera. We're talking about Premier Cru, of course. Delightful legs.
Thank you.
The wine, darling. Can it be... Good heavens, I believe this to be nothing less than Chateau Lafitte.
Go on.
The colour, like the red one sees at the heart of a purple rose. The resonance, a symphony. Lord, darling, this can't be later than 1890.
Excuse me, I'm going to cry. Darling, this is nothing less than Chateau Lafitte, 1864.
Really?
And that suggestion of tannin, slighter than the brush of a mayfly's wing, indicates, yes, that this was shipped in cask and bottled in... Scotland. Darling, I believe this to be nothing less than a bottle from the legendary cellar of the late Lord Fife. I congratulate you on the wine discovery of the decade.
Thank you.
Where on earth did you get it?
I made it myself in a bucket.
What?
Isn't it incredible?
But homemade wines are awful. I mean, taste like a mouthful of dustman's pullover. Yeah, in port side.
Normally, they do. I had this amazing find, quite by chance. I was looking for premises in Yeovil, and I was introduced to a small firm with surplus land to sell.
Any good?
No, but I haven't told them that yet. They make stuff for home brewers. They gave me a glass of this, just to be nice. Fabulous. They've got this new process for wine kits, and you get a gallon of this for the price of a bottle of supermarket tronc.
How do they do it?
Well, the Chancellor does it for them. Huge tax on wine. No tax on wine kits.
This'll rot the whole wine trade. There'll be vintners jumping off windowsills like lead pigeons.
And I want Quantum to reap the benefit.
You mean you're going to sell it? Mail order? Chateau Jackson Tom.
Oh, not only that. The other firm's too small for big production. I want to make it myself.
Oh, they'll never let you. This could make more money in a year than British Steel lose in an hour.
It wouldn't occur to them. They just said the local make-it-yourself freaks. They haven't twigged it'll sell to Joe Public.
I see.
But I don't want them twigging till they've sold me a license for manufacture, so please keep it absolutely secret.
Oh, you trust me.
I haven't even told Claire. But you see why I'm glad we've got Alan Archer. With him in the office, I can devote more time to the wine kit project.
A bit of a whiz kid, I'm told. Mm. Surprised he hasn't started his own business.
I think he's waiting for the right opportunity. In the meantime, we're fortunate to have him.
I can scarcely believe our luck.
Actually, I want to talk to you about that. You see, to make the job attractive enough, I've had to offer, well, certain fringe benefits.
Oh, he's excused the office party.
Such as the use of my role.
Oh, but darling, if he's off in your car, that won't leave me a lot to do, will it?
Ah.
So I won't be chauffeuring quite so much then. Oh, well, can't be helped. I'll be able to fill in the time, I expect. No, don't worry about me, darling.
When he's using the car, you'll be in it.
No, I wouldn't put it like that. I'd hate to be idle. Yeah, I'll cope.
I mean, you'll be driving him.
What?
As well as me. It'll mean a little more work. But as you say, you hate being idle. Now, I said we'd pick him up at his house. Ready?
Mr. Archer?
Oh, hey, you're the Quantum driver, right?
Yes, sir. I have the car outside, sir.
Great! Listen, no sirs with me. I'm Al.
Oh. I'm Leslie.
Get along fine, Les. Oh, Caroline's in the back.
No, allow me.
Wrong, Les.
Hmm?
I look like the Princess of Wales?
Well, I've never seen her in the flesh.
You don't open doors for me. That's Ramesses the Second stuff. Relax, okay?
I can see it'll be a pleasure driving you. Al.
Alan.
Hi.
Office, please, Leslie. So... now you two have met.
Right. How long has Les been with you?
This year. You know he's my ex-husband.
What were you before, Les?
Her husband. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, then I was in property. Hey, you know what happened to that, yes. You've seen Sink the Bismarck. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Al?
East End slum, reform school, 2 years sweeping roads, then foul a mail order.
From office boy to manager in 5 years, Leslie, isn't that good?
Yes. Well, if I'd started with the same advantages...
He launched their 5 best lines. We're very lucky to have you, Alan, aren't we, Leslie?
Yes, I must admit I was expecting some spoilt brat. But I was wrong. He says he'll open his own doors.
No worries, Les. All I care about is efficiency.
Mm?
Caroline, I thought I'd start by cutting fat in our operation.
Well, you're welcome to try, but you'll find I run a fairly tight ship.
No, excuse me. The new boy sees things you don't.
Like what?
Okay, let's look at it for instance. Like this car.
I'm not giving up my rolls. I've just had new curtains put in.
No. The rolls is good. Advertises success. Fine investment. Let's just lose the fat.
But I don't want to give up Leslie either.
Okay, Les. No need for your neck to go blotchy. I didn't mean lose you. Chauffeur's useful, means we can work in the back.
Well, then there's nothing else to cut.
Where'd you get your petrol?
We've got an account with the Kensington Garage.
And pay through the nose.
Well, it's very good petrol.
Flying some garage Sidcup. 20p cheaper.
Maybe, but the cost of
Hang
getting
on.
There...
Hang on, just whip out the trusty calculator. Still save 1.53%. Hundreds a year.
Wow. That never crossed my mind.
Okay, Les, here's what we do. Every time the tank's low, you drive to Sidcup and back.
But it's 10 miles across London, look.
Hey, what about servicing?
Oh, Park Lane motors are wonderful.
I'll bet they are. Tell me, Les, what's a pair of overalls and a tin of Swarfiga cost?
Well, £10, I should think.
Draw that from petty cash. Jack up the car and lube it tomorrow.
Me? No, I'm not a mechanic. I just drive. I don't know how to service cars.
You're in luck. The firm will pay for you to learn. Night school, motorcraft, say, 4 evenings a week.
What? Look, I'm not paid to crawl around in pools of oil.
Maybe next year we'll buy you a trolley. There. Save us about, £1,000 a year already.
Incredible. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Because you've not had Gestapo training. Now, look.
Now then, how often is the car idle?
Oh, perhaps 2 days a week. I don't use it.
Okay. Every day we don't need the car, we hire it out. There's an agency.
Oh, no. It might get abused.
Well, you won't allow that, will you, Liz?
I should think not. I mean, I'm... Hey, wait a minute. Wait. How would I be able to stop it?
You go along as part of the deal. They pay more for a driver. That'll bring us in, say 2,000. Almost pay your running costs.
Alan, you are brilliant.
Excuse me, I hate to be a drag, and please don't think I'm coming the wet army blanket. You know, but aren't I going to be a teeny bit busy?
He has a point, Alan.
And when he takes his cap off, you can see it. Listen, what's the one thing a chauffeur's got plenty of?
Blisters?
Time. Always hanging round between jobs.
You're right, of course. It's often upset me to see Leslie idle, and I know Leslie feels the same.
So that's settled, then, yes. Well, sure, there's nothing else I can do. Look, why don't I walk to Kuwait? I could get the petrol wholesale, couldn't I? Well, I'm sure it's cheaper. Oh, and another thing, would you hitch a van on the back of the car? I'll do an ice cream round. Yeah. And once a week, I'm not at night school. Do you want any laundry done?
You must be out of your gourd, Liz. You won't have time for all that.
Oh, I should think not.
Because I'll have more jobs for you later.
Oh.
For now, you relax.
But Leslie, isn't he wonderful?
Oh, yes.
Like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, right up your shorts.
I mean, the economies he's made. Why didn't we think of delivering local letters by hand?
That reminds me, Claire. Have you anything to put on my corns?
I'd boil you some creosote. But it's healthy exercise for you. And look what we save on postage. It's lateral thinking. Alan sees things we never did. Like you, exhausted.
I don't mind telling you, Claire, I'm seriously thinking of handing in my perforated driving gloves. Just one more thing and I'll resign.
Ooh, what kind of thing?
A private income. Yeah. It's only poverty that keeps me here, you know. It's hard to save money when you spend it all.
And you never get another job with your back trouble.
What back trouble?
You can't get off it in the mornings.
I hardly have a chance to get on it. Night classes till 10. Mind you, I'm so tired when I get there, I don't take anything in.
So what else is new?
Last night, teacher almost made me stand in the corner with a funnel on my head. And that reminds me, I must take a spark plug to leave on his desk.
Well, you must admit Alan's made us more cost-effective. Look how he found us extra office space.
You know, personally, I think we needed the staff toilet.
All we have to do is cross the road and use the one in the warehouse.
You tried in the rush hour, did it? Squirming on the curb, you know. Waiting for a gap in the juggernauts. Sure, you take your life in your hands with every cup of tea.
Well, Caroline's pleased.
Yeah, well, she would be. She's got her own executive suite. No, I'm sure it's against the factory acts. If I knew what they were, I'd complain.
Ah, Leslie, I want to book you for Thursday.
I'll check my worksheet. I might be able to fit you in. Now, between digging the inspection pit and painting the warehouse.
Ask Alan very nicely if you can postpone those. I want him to drive me to Yeovil.
Yeovil?
To see about, you know.
What? Oh, yeah, you mean the white...
Walls have ears.
Yes.
Sorry, Wall. I mean, sorry, Claire. It's confidential. I've only told Leslie because I have to. But when I've closed the deal, you'll be the first to know.
Hi! No, don't move.
What are you doing with that stopwatch?
Okay, Liz, just act like I'm not here.
But I don't feel like smiling.
Ha ha, time and motion.
Later, if you don't mind, Alan. Come into my office, Leslie, and we'll discuss some, you know, that matter.
Oh, right, right.
What's that about?
Some secret deal.
Oh.
I'd like to say, Alan, how thrilling and instructive it is working with you. Tell me, Alan, with all your talent, what stopped you starting your own business?
I'd have to go to the office party.
No. Seriously, what's held you back? Lack of capital?
No, got my stash. I'm waiting for the right opportunity. One big idea set me up. Meantime, I can learn a lot from Caroline. But this secret deal, you know all about it, of course.
No, but she's told Leslie, and he can't keep secrets. I knew by October what he was getting me for Christmas. I caught him looking for the size on my handkerchief.
Yeah. Well, when old Les comes out, can you tell him I want him? Oh, yeah, and book a table for two at the Steak and Spurren, 1 o'clock.
Ah, there you are, Al. I got your message.
Sit down, Les. Great to see you.
This is where the young executive eats, eh? I like the daggers on the wall. What did you want me for? Carry your doggy bag?
I want to buy you some lunch.
What?
Is that so surprising?
Well, it's like Attila the Hun giving book tokens. What's the catch? Look, I can't stay long if I'm stripping down the big end.
Forget it. Take the rest of the day off.
Are you all right? I mean, you haven't been working too hard.
No?
Remind me what it feels like, then.
See, Les, I've been thinking. Maybe you have been working too hard at the wrong jobs. You've been wasted.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
I want you to take more part in the decision-making process. Man of your ability driving a car? That's the bins.
What, do you mean that?
Look, how would you like an executive role?
No, thanks, no bread for me. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Executive. Executive? You're right. I've often told Madam I should be upped. No, she won't listen, though.
No, I'm sure I could use my influence.
Really? Mm. Obviously, I've misjudged you, Al. Executive, eh? Look, you won't regret this. I come with my own pen set.
No, not so fast. Whoa, you'll have to convince me.
Convince you how?
Well, let me sound your reactions to something like, this secret deal, for instance.
Secret? Oh, the wine kit.
Shh. Not so loud. Executives have got to be discreet.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Caroline wouldn't thank you for spreading this round, right?
No, I should think not. Someone could step in with an offer and beat her to it.
Uh-huh, Les, you're the right stuff. Oh. They'd step in with an offer
to Orchard Brew. Mm.
Ah, of course. They'd be on the first plane
hardly worth getting a plane to Yeovil.
Yeovil, yeah. Yeovil.
Why are you taking notes?
Just checking your fact retention. Hallmark of the executive.
I can do better than that. I remember the address and the owner's name.
You're incredible, Les.
<Yes.
laughs>
14 Cheddar Lane.
14 Cheddar Lane.
Lame's Crab.
Crab. Mm. Got it.
Yeah.
So, give me your opinion of the deal.
Oh, a real coup worth millions. I agree with her. Best wine kits ever made.
And how would you handle the bargaining?
Oh, same as her. Play it cool. Slip in an offer, you know, casually. Don't let on there's big potential.
Shrewd, Les. Shrewd. We'll talk some more while we eat. And Les, I wouldn't mention our little chat to Caroline.
Huh?
If we're going to promote you, I have to choose the right moment. I don't have to tell you how to keep a secret.
Oh, hello, love this West Country air. That was a very pleasant drive, Leslie. Well done.
Thanks. Shall I come into Orchard Brew with you?
Oh, if you want. Why?
Get used to negotiating methods. In case someone may be an executive. Not that that's likely, of course.
All right. The main thing is to clinch the deal as quick as possible. I've only waited this long to check I can manage the output. Good afternoon. Mrs. Duggan to see Mr. Crabb.
Oh, would you go straight through, please? Mr. Crabb is expecting you.
Thank you.
Ah, Mrs. Duggan. Come on in. Oh, what can I do for you, officer?
Oh, this is my chauffeur.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was customs and excise. That's the peak cap. But of course, you're much too tall. They pays us the odd visit, you know, but fortunately, to little avail. There's no duty on our kits. Can I offer you a mango juice?
Well, actually, I'm trying to give it up.
Well, you've had it before. Well, I'm sure Mrs. Duggan will have a little drop of the wine on which she complimented us so graciously.
Lovely.
Can't offer you a drop, can I?
You could try.
Oh, no, you're driving, eh? Perhaps you could stretch a point and offer you a parsnip beer. I don't think it's alcoholic. No one ever drunk enough to find out.
Sounds super.
One of our most popular lines. We sold several dozen bottles of it last year. Now, Mrs. Duggan, I imagine you wish to see me about the land?
Yes, I wanted another look at it.
You're very welcome.
Oh, there is another little thing, hardly worth mentioning. Your wine kits. I've got a small outlet in London. I'd like to see how they go. Knowing you just produce enough for your regular customers, I wondered if you'd license me to make my own.
Oh, dear me, how extraordinary. I should be happy too, Mrs. Duggan, but you see...
Telegram.
Oh, thank you. Right. Excuse me. Oh, no, Mrs. Duggan. This is for you.
It can't be. No one knows that I'm here.
Except Alan.
Oh, don't be silly. He's the last person I'd tell.
Yes. What?
Accept my resignation effective today. Stop. Sorry, Les, don't order the golf clubs. You blab too much. Love, Alan Archer.
But that's a young man.
What?
Yeah, he came to see me yesterday. Most generous, he offered me £20,000 for all rights in the wine kits.
So how did he find out about it? I mean...
Yeah, well, of course, I jumped at it. I signed on the spot.
But I've only just
so
told...
the wine kit line, you see, belongs to Mr. Archer now.
You, Leslie...
No doubt if you approach him, he will accommodate you.
Thank you, Mr. Crabb. Somehow I doubt it. Well, Leslie, I think I'll drive myself back. I'd better keep my hands occupied.
Yeah, you mean I'm to be a passenger?
No, you are to be a hitchhiker. I don't want to see you again till you've had your brain lanced.
Have you seen the business pages?
No. It'll be all budget.
Not quite.
Shall I put the radio on and see what the Chancellor's done? I want to see if fags have gone up. I don't smoke, but I can gloat. Yes, well, I'll go back to shutting up, shall I? Yes, Leslie, you do that.
Listen to this, Caroline. Chateau DIY. Tasters who raved over Orchard Brew wine kits can now be assured of a regular supply. The first kits left Archer Wine's new factory today. Whiz kid Alan Archer, who cut his teeth in the rough and tumble of mail order, looks set to make his first million. I've sunk everything into this, he grinned. This is where I clean up. Well, I'd better stop there and consider Leslie's feelings.
He won't have any where I'm going to hit him. Of course, his poor old Crab, I'm sorry, for 20,000. With my deal, he'd have got that every month. Oh, well, this is a perfect time to hear the budget. I couldn't feel any worse. Switch it on.
And that's as we expected, of course, though it is another blur for the tobacco industry.
One moment, Dominic. There's more news just coming in from the House. The Chancellor's announced a new tax on home winemaking products.
Well, well. Obviously, it will make home winemaking less attractive and drive people back to the off-license, if they haven't been driven there by the rest of the budget.
Good Lord! Did you hear that?
Yes. So much for artful Alan Archer. A mixture of egg and wine all over his face.
And we're not involved.
No.
I can't think where we went right. Leslie?
Yes?
Take the petty cash and go down to the off license. And, darling.
Yes?
Thanks for being a stupid, half-witted blabbermouth.
Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett starred in Drop Me Here, Darling. Also featured were Kenneth Connor, Norma Ronald and John Kane. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and produced by Edward Taylor.